This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we try to unjumble an important and sometimes under the radar statewide story that affects you. And Gretchen Whitmer is going to be taking her oath of office on January 1st outside in front of the state capitol. It might be cold, but it doesn't mean that she hasn't already been planning her administration. We have been getting updates from her transition team about new hires. Several of them came out this week, and Whitmer says she's really trying to put together an ace administration.
I think what you'll see is that the cabinet that we've assembled truly brings an incredible level of experience and expertise. And I know for a fact, each is highly motivated to get to work on the issues that are going to improve the daily lives of people of our state.
Okay, so what are those issues? And I think one of the most obvious ones is water quality and contamination. I mean, in the last 8 years, we've seen the Flint water crisis. We've seen other contamination issues that are ongoing, like PFAS, chemicals in groundwater. So the Department of Environmental Quality is the department that's going to be really the point on that. Gretchen Whitmer has appointed Liesl Clark. She has a background in clean energy and the clean energy economy, which is kind of in contrast with the more business-focused mindset of Governor Snyder over the last 8 years and the people that have run his DEQ.
And then another big department is the Department of Transportation, in part because Gretchen Whitmer's cornerstone of her campaign was that she is going to fix the roads. And she has hired Paul Ajiba, who has been an employee of the department for 28 years. And he has a history of being in the engineering development program and rising through the ranks to serve as Metro Region Engineer. And he is an interesting hire. He is really going to be tasked with being sort of boots on the ground, lobbying for some of her initiatives to try and fix those darn roads.
And there's another department that might not be getting as much attention right now, but the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. Orlean Hawks will head up that department. Her background is mostly in child welfare, which is a critical issue in Michigan right now. But another issue that she will be overseeing is marijuana. If you haven't heard, we have legal marijuana in Michigan now, and also our medical system is going through huge changes. She will be the one that ushers in a new era of pot here in Michigan as well. And so these are three people that will really be playing really key important roles in this critical and pivotal moment in Michigan's history.
Exactly. I mean, these are the first big steps that Whitmer is taking as governor-elect and then as governor of Michigan. And while these people may not stay on throughout her entire tenure, they're really setting the tone of what type of administration Whitmer wants to have and what type of governor she wants to be. And what we're kind of seeing through these picks is that she's picking people who are very progressive. She's picking, you know, environmentalists to lead different departments, the Department of Natural Resources, DEQ. And she's also trying to pick a diverse group of people. We have multiple women on her cabinet, multiple people of color. And this is really showing us early on what type of governor Whitmer wants to be and kind of foreshadowing some of the policies that she's going to be taking on.
So Shayna, basically these are Whitmer's hashtag squad goals.